Chapter 4 Sellers waited until the door closed with a loud click. Then he got off the bed, walked over to the door, and discovered, to his frustration, there was no internal lock.
Okay. Makes sense. They probably don't want their nutso patients locking themselves in and creating a fuss,
he thought, as he walked back over to the foot of his bed and unsnapped the clipboard from the bed frame. The chart folder bearing the name Sellers Colin on the outside tab in large capital letters was thick with log notes, EKG graphs, and MRI photos, mostly black and white gibberish that was barely readable and meant absolutely nothing to Sellers. But he was intrigued by the fMRI scans that showed cross-sections of a brain in gradient shades of white to dark gray, with what seemed like random spot patterns in bright yellow to orange colors. Especially the most recent one, a reverse color printed scan still loose in the chart folder that showed small flashes of yellow to light orange within a black, shadowy area that had been circled with a ballpoint pen. For reasons that made absolutely no sense to Sellers, the black, shadowy area in the middle of the brain scan looked vaguely sinister, as if he were looking at a cartoon characterization of some monstrous disease growing within his brain.
No. Can't be, he reminded himself. It's got to be the lesion they were talking about. An area of my brain that mostly isn't, or wasn't, processing signals. Not some kind of tumor.
He started to put the clipboard back, hesitated, and then removed the fMRI scan with the black shadowy image from the chart folder and tossed it onto the bed before closing the folder and reattaching the clipboard to the bed frame. As he did so,